Hello, my name is Keith Lyons. This is a presentation due to be delivered at the Sport Leadership Conference in Calgary in early November. I'm afraid I can't attend the conference, but wanted to contribute this presentation in partnership with David Legg and Stephen Price. Why I'm keen to do this is that I think this is a very exciting time for leadership in coach education, and to use some of the resources available from open sharing and open access, and to do so using what has become a very important Canadian model of connecting learners with resources. My presentation has some images, and this one I included just to think about how all of us come together to make and produce things in sport. It's a Creative Commons image, so it adds to the tenor of my talk. The abstract for the paper emphasized that Canadian educators and the use of connectivism has been at the forefront of the trends I want to discuss today, and that David and Stephen will discuss also. I was delighted to find Alan Levine's image of the idea about being connected. And I wanted to bring into the discussion an Australian example of a small open online course organized by a remarkable coach in a small community that led to a wonderful 2 months of sharing and open development. I'm going to use the sport of box tag, which was the focus of the course. On the top left, you see Paul Perkins, who is the coach. On the right is Professor Alan Hahn, a most remarkable and gentle sports scientist. And the bottom picture is of the writing day we were starting to develop the course using the open learning platform. Our course on BoxTag, which was an introduction, used the open learning platform developed by Adam Brimo and his colleagues at the University of New South Wales in Sydney. The presentation has links both to the open learning site and to the introduction to the BoxTag site. Adam's group offered the platform as a free service, which I found the most remarkable way to start sharing ideas with communities that themselves have little or no income. This is the course, and again, there's a link at the bottom of the page to the contact. I liked the idea that the course itself was illustrated and in part created by young participants in BoxTag. These are the characteristics of the small open online course. I've called it a SOOC rather than the title MOOC that's used, Massive Open Online Course. We were very modest and wanted a small open online course. And in blue, you'll see some of the points that I wanted to share, particularly the idea that we could connect coaches in synchronous and asynchronous ways. And I wanted to talk about Paul, the coach, as a community driver. online courses require technology stewards, and I saw that as my role during this course. The whole point of the course was to support the transformation of coach education and development. We had a program. I'd had experience previously of running self-paced courses, but we felt this content could pace people through BoxTag. You can follow this course. It is open and freely available and remains so to the present. We hope eternally, but that depends very much on plans for open learning. I really liked the idea that somebody could join the course and be welcomed, and this is a frame grab from the welcome page. I think it's correct to say that during the whole course, if anybody joined the course, we were able to recognize them and say hello, and then start to engage with their learning within half an hour of anyone joining the course. And fortunately, no one joined the course overnight in Australian time, so this omnipresent support seemed to encourage engagement with the course. The course was the idea of Paul Perkins. He and I had shared some ideas about open access courses before. Paul is a boxing coach, and he has been using BoxTag to transform the ways communities work together. And in a small building in Canberra at the Erindale Centre, he has brought together families of all ages and cultural backgrounds to share in BoxTag. I'm delighted that Paul and I were able to work together on this. This is Paul's summary of thanking people for the course. We weren't sure how many people would join, and our first pre-course announcement led to 14 sign-ups. What was really interesting was that people kept signing up and being introduced to the course as it progressed. We even found that some communities were able to share their computers and access so that people who don't normally access this kind of information could do so. It was a most remarkable cumulative experience. I wanted to acknowledge Adam's work in doing this. His enterprise is fascinating, and it really has brought home to me how young people can empower all of us in our learning. And I wanted to be able to mention this site, Accredible, as an end to a discussion about how we support coach education and development. Given the flexibility of learning available, and I'm sure David and Stephen will discuss how this is occurring in a Canadian context, sites like Accredible now enable us to demonstrate what we have learned or taken part in as an open record for any educational institution, for any employer, or even for our community engagement. I'm keen to explore how Accredible can add to a much more open sense of accreditation. And to that extent, my part of the talk was about why we could be open for learning at a most exciting time for informal and formal education. Thank you for listening. I hope it is a very productive conference.